Simmons, and Coach off to a 2-1 start so far. A win over Seward, a win over Holdridge, sandwiched in between a loss to North Platte. Just talk about the season so far.
You know, so far, you know, things are going as what we thought it would go. You know, we're getting some good post play inside, and we're taking care of the ball, which we need to do, and we're pushing it up the floor. You know, right now we're just struggling as far as rebounding wise. You know, we're not the biggest team in the world, but we're getting better at it. We're scrapping hard, and that'll come. Defensively is what's going to carry us here before Christmas. We got to be consistent every night defensively, and right now we have been. We've been getting after it defensively and stopping penetration, which will be a big key tonight, and all contesting all shots. So right now we're off to a good start.
But just talk about the team that you have assembled here for the 2009-2010 season. He's trying to do the same sort of things they have in the past?
Yeah, you know, nothing has changed for us, even though, you know, like I said, we're not very big. But, you know, I think we're a quicker team. We're more agile. We're doing the same things that we've done. We're pushing the ball up the floor, playing a lot of man-to-man defense. You know, we want to lead the categories in rebounds. We want to out-rebound every team and you know, disregard our size. That's still a goal for us, and we're going to do it. And, you know, right now we're struggling a little bit free throw-wise, but it's early.
Coach, two guys have led you guys as far as scoring is concerned. Brady Rudd, who's right around 12 points per ball game. Jack Andreessen at 10. Just talk about those two guys.
Yeah, you know, those two guys are big for us. We're usually a four-out, one-in team with one of those guys in there, and Brady and Jack. And depending on the matchup that they get, we'll stay the same way. And they both can finish well in the paint and have shown, you know, being able to take it to the basket when they're not on the perimeter. They set good screens for us, and then they cut off those screens. So we've been able to get good contribution from them, even though they're out on the perimeter.
Other three guys, Kyle Hamburger, Ben Reimer, Jeff Richardson, all averaging between 5 and 7 points per ball game, but I guess the key components of the offense, huh?
Yeah, you know, Jeff handles the ball a little bit for us at that point, and Kyle and Ben are shooting the ball pretty well right now. You know, it just depends on, like I said, our defense. They've got to be able to contain dribble penetration tonight, and they got to be able to, you know, come out and play that way every single game.
Talk about your defensive effort. As far as the statistics are concerned, allowing teams to shoot only 38% against the Tiger defense, that's pretty good this early in the season.
Yeah, you know, that's a goal of ours. You know, if you can hold a team to 38%, you're going to be pretty successful. And, you know, right now we're doing that. Now, the teams that we've been playing are you know, good teams. They're about average for us, and that's good. And tonight is a step up. It's really going to tell where we're at as far as defensively, because that's what's going to carry us. And if we can hold them to 38% tonight, I think we have a good chance of winning.
One thing you are struggling at, and that's free throws. You mentioned it before, 51% from the free throw line. That's more of a mindset. That'll come as the year goes on, won't it?
Yeah. You know, last game I think we were 14 of 29 and pulled away from a game with Holdridge. So we can't be like that every single night. That's got to improve. And a lot of that's just with your routine and how you're finishing. And we've worked on that, and I think it'll be much more better as the season goes on here.
We knocked the free throws, but I think it was free throws who got you guys to win in the first game, wasn't it?
Yeah. Free throws. Brady hit some free throws there at the end of the Seward game with no time remaining, and to let us win by one, and that was good for us. And then we've kind of struggled since then, but you know, we're not going to get there a lot to the line, but when we get there, we've got to finish and we've got to score from the line. It's unguarded. You know, we want to look to shoot 75% from there, and we're down right now. So, you know, we've really, really hit it hard and worked on it this week in practice. So I'm hoping that we're going to improve in a game.
Tough task here tonight. Ralston in town to take on Hastings High. We'll come back and talk about the Rams as our pregame show continues after this.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Back with Hastings High boys basketball coach Mike Simmons. It's Hastings High and the Ralston Rams here tonight. Ralston, the defending Class B state champions. Coach, just an excellent basketball team we'll see here tonight. And like you said, we're kind of stepping up in competition from the three teams that we have seen so far.
Yeah, you know, they're ranked number one for a reason. They got some good athletes there. They'll really get after it defensively, trying to press you quite a bit. They want an up-tempo game, and we've got to be able to handle the basketball and take what comes to us, because they're gonna change up. They're gonna be man to man. They're gonna be a little zone, but they're always gonna apply pressure to you. And they're a little bit bigger than us. So, but we still have got to own the boards tonight. We gotta limit them and their opportunities.
naturally, like we said, it's a big, big test, but I think a good measuring stick for you early in the season.
Yeah, it is a big measuring stick for us because, you know, we're kind of untested. You know, people still think or are still thinking from last year, you know, how's that team compared to this year? You know, like I've told our kids, we're a totally different team than where we were last year, maturity-wise, strength-wise, skill-wise. And then that's the same way with our opponents. They're, you know, they're totally different. They've lost kids. They're bringing up kids. You know, they've matured, too. So it's totally different, two different teams coming around this year.
One kid that is back for Ralston, though, is Dwight Smith, a 6'3" and senior. I think he was a super state player from a year ago. Talk about him. How do we stop him tonight?
You know, he's going to get his points, and there's no doubt about it. And there's not much that any team in the state can probably do. Now, what we have to do is limit everybody else, and we can't let anybody else go off on us either, having 15 to 20 points. I mean, Dwight's going to get his points, and there's no way around it, but it's how we do on everybody else. And if we can stay and contain their post player and then contain the other guards, you know, I think we'll be all right tonight.
Is there a goal on Smith tonight, try to keep him down to a certain amount of points?
No, you know, the goal for him is, you know, he's going to get his points, and it's just everybody else. You know, we got to contain everybody else. I don't think one man can beat us tonight, but you never know.
Eric Tucker is the guy inside. You're going to be giving away several inches in there. He's at 6'10", a senior. Talk about him as a player.
You know, he has a nice jump hook. I mean, people have been playing behind him the whole season, so that's playing into his strength. I mean, he's going to have a counter move and finish with his right hand with a jump hook. We're going to look to front him and play good help side and see what he can do off of that. But, you know, we're going to change the thing. We're still going to play man-to-man on him and get after it.
How do we pull the offset tonight?
You know, you got to take care of the basketball. I think you got to play real physical with them and see how they handle that. They don't like to come out on the road very much. They don't take many trips outside the Omaha area, so this is a new experience for them. And you know, we're used to that. And I think if we play real physical, take care of the ball, be patient, and swing the basketball, we'll get our inside looks either on post feeds or penetration. I think we'll be successful offensively.
Okay, good luck today.
Thank you.
Mike Simmons, head coach for Hastings High. Stick around. Starting lineups in the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Ralston tonight on 1230 KHAS.
In the Paint has been brought to you by Bill Hamburger Remodeling. Call 469-8551 or visit them on the web at billhamburgerremodeling.com. Stay tuned. High school basketball is up next on Hastings Link to High School Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
School basketball is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local business supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Tiger Gym. We're at Hastings High tonight. High school basketball at 1230 KHAS. Hastings High with a tough task here tonight. They see the state's number one ranked team here tonight in Class B, the Rams out of Ralston High School. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings coming in, a record of 2 wins and 1 loss on the season. The Tigers opened up the season with a 51-50 win over Seward, getting a couple of free throws late with no time left on the clock from Brady Rutt. And Hastings able to get out of the gates nicely there against the Seward Blue Jays back in the early portion of December. Hastings came back a couple of nights later and lost to North Platte here at home by the score of 47-39. And then last week, Hastings went on the road and beat Holdridge by the score of 53-46. So Mike Simmons' bunch currently sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss on the season. Tigers averaging 47.6 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 47.6 points per game on defense. Hastings has played pretty well defensively through the first three, as we mentioned in the pregame show. Hastings holding their opponents only 38% shooting so far from the field and 27% from three-point territory. That is very good. The opponents are hitting 69% of their free throws so far against Hastings High. Meanwhile, the Tigers are hitting 44% of their field goal tries so far this year, 30% from three-point territory, but they're knocking down only 51% of their free throws so far this season. Despite being undermanned, I guess, through the first three ball games of the season, as far as height is concerned, Hastings has been able to hold their own on the boards, and that's going to be a key factor for us here tonight. Hastings will have to rebound with this Ralston team to stay in the ball game here tonight. Hastings has been out rebounding their opponents 26-23. Tigers have been turning the ball over 10 times per ball game, forcing 10 on the other end. Leading scorer so far for Hastings High has been Brady Rutt. He is averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds per game. Rutt, with his inside play, is knocking down 73% of his field goal tries so far this year. Also, another inside player will be Jack Andreessen. Jack is averaging 10 points and 7.7 rebounds per game. He's knocking down 48% of his field goal tries so far this year. And then Ben Reimer, who has been around for the past couple of years on the varsity level for Hastings High. Reimer back in there. He's averaging 6 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. He is the threat outside for Hastings. He is knocking down 37% of his field goal tries, 40% from three-point territory. But our opponents tonight, the state's number one ranked team in Class B, Ralston. Their record is sitting at 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. This is a team last year that finished 23-4. They beat Beatrice in the state championship ball game down in Lincoln in Class B, beating Beatrice by a score of 61-49. In the championship ball game, they got two starters returning from that team, but one is their super stater in Dwight Smith, and he's definitely going to be a man to be reckoned with here tonight. Smith averages well over 20 points per ball game for the Rams, and that's one guy that Hastings will have to stop in order to be in this basketball game here tonight. Ralston is averaging 54.6 points per ball game on offense. They are giving up 55.6 on defense. Their overall record is sitting at 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. They open up with the Ralston Tip-Off Classic in Ralston to start the season back on December 4th and December 5th. They beat Blair in the first game by the score of 63-51, then came back and beat Platte County of Missouri in the second ball game by 10, 64-54. Then Ralston played in the Blue Valley Shootouts the following weekend. They went 2-1 in that classic. They beat Lee Summit out of Missouri by 4 points at 47-43. The second ball game, they lost to Kansas City Sumner Academy out of Kansas, a score of 85-41. And then he beat DeSoto out of Kansas in the third ball game of that classic by a score of 58-55. So Ralston is a team that's played only one team right now from the state of Nebraska. That was Blair in their season opener. They have played a team, two teams from Missouri, two teams from Kansas so far in the 2009-2010 season. So it is Hastings and Ralston here tonight in boys high school basketball action from the Tiger Gym. One of several ball games going on involving the Hastings schools here tonight. The Hastings St. Cecilia boys playing at home. They've got the Sutton Mustangs in town. The ball game will tip off at 7:45 tonight over the Chapman Gym. The Adams Central boys and girls are playing host to Ord tonight out of the Patriot Gym. The girls game just now getting to halftime, and Ord has got a lead over Adams Central at the break in girls basketball, 22-19. The Adams Central boys still one of the undefeated teams left in Class B. The junior varsity game preceding this one here tonight at the Tiger Gym was won by Ralston by the score of 59-58. Good ball game. Hastings had a 10-plus point lead going into the final quarter. Ralston came back to take the lead. Hastings had a final shot at the buzzer, but it would not go. In fact, it was blocked down out in three-point territory as time expired, and Hastings JVs lost at Ralston tonight by a score of 59-58. Sneaking up on game time here tonight from the Tiger Gym as we get our first look at Hastings High for the 2009-2010 season. We'll come back and check the starting lineup as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High tonight. Boys High School basketball on 1230 KHAS. Girls not playing here tonight. Just a matchup between the Hastings High boys and the Ralston Rams here this evening. Again, Ralston coming in, a record of 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. The Hastings High Tigers sitting at 2 wins and 1 loss. Mike Simmons going over the final details of his game plan down with the Tigers down on the bench as we get set for the national anthem here tonight. Again, the Tigers playing their fourth ball game of the 2009-2010 season here tonight. They'll take on York on the road tomorrow, and the Tigers will take their mandatory moratorium. No practice, no games being played in the state of Nebraska on December 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th. And then Hastings will play in the GNAC Conference Tournament as the GNAC will hold a early season conference tournament this year, as they have the past couple of years over the Christmas and New Year's holidays. They'll play out in North Platte this year. They'll play 3 days out in North Platte following the Christmas break. So Hastings High with one more game after this one. That'll be in York tomorrow night before they take their break, and then they'll get set for the GNAC tournament coming up in the last part of December. In fact, the final week of December as they get ready for the new year, and they'll get back into the regular season stuff right after the January 1st break. Right now, we got the playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight. Hastings and Ralston on 1230 KHAS. Playing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball action here tonight from the Tiger Den at Hastings High School. The Tigers getting set to take on the Rams out of Ralston tonight. Hastings in their homestanding white uniforms. They'll be trimmed and lettered in the orange here tonight. Ralston is going to be in their North Carolina blue with their dark blue, trimmed and lettered in that North Carolina colored blue out here tonight as they take to the floor. Again, Ralston coming in, a record of 4 wins and 1 loss on the season. Hastings High will go with Ben Reimer, one of the guards, a 5'8" and senior. Reimer is averaging 6 points and 1 rebound per game. Ross Hoagland is a 6'1" and senior. Hoagland averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ross also dishing out a couple of assists per ball game. Jeff Richardson is a 6 foot junior. Richardson averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. The other starters for Hastings High is going to be Brady Rutt. He's the leading scorer on the team so far for the Tigers, a 6'1" junior. Rutt is averaging 12 points and 7 rebounds per game. Jack Andreessen, the other starter for Hastings. Andreessen, a 6'3" and senior, averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. So Hastings High will go with Ben Reimer and Ross Hoagland, Jeff Richardson, Brady Rutt, and Jack Andreessen in his starting lineup here tonight. The Ralston Rams, under head coach Bill Hurd, they will go with Karan Crawford. Crawford is 5'10" and a senior. Eric Hastings is a 6'3" and senior. Tony Grant, a 6'2" senior for Ralston. The other two starters, Eric Tucker, 6'10" and a senior. And Dwight Smith, the superstater from a year ago off of their state championship team. Smith is a 6'3" and senior, averaging well over 20 points per ball game here so far this season. And he's definitely drawn the attention of the Hastings High defense during preparations for this ball game. Smith is going to get his points. We just can't let the other four guys go off on us here tonight. And Hastings could have a chance to maybe pull out the upset here tonight against the state's number one ranked team in Class B, the Ralston Rams. Yeah, they were very successful last year, going 23-4 and winning the state championship back in March with their win over Beatrice 61-49. So we're set to go here tonight. Hastings and Ralston. Fans into the ball game here tonight. Tell you what, this Tucker guy is going to be a load to handle. Big kid, 6'10" and a senior. Hastings is going to be giving away several inches in the post there, and we'll see how Hastings High can handle that. Tucker is into the center circle here for the Ralston Rams. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left as we view it here from high above the Tiger Gym here tonight. Officials signal we're ready to go, and the ball is going to be controlled by Ralston. It's going to nearly go out of bounds going over there, but it's going to be saved by the Rams, and they will come up the floor now. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. This is Tony Grant with the ball. Hastings will start off in the man-to-man defense. Grant lobs the ball inside. That's Dwight Smith. Smith wheels in the lane, puts a man in the air, goes for the hole, and shot is up and in. So right away, Dwight Smith scores there for Ralston, and the Rams go out on top by a score of 2-0. Smith inside, Tucker inside. Going to be a tremendous load here for Hastings High to handle defensively here tonight. Richardson has got the ball out between the rings to Hoagland. Traveling violation. Traveling violation on Hastings. That is something the Tigers have done a very good job of so far this year. That's maintaining control of the basketball. They've been averaging only 12 turnovers per ball game. That is very good at this point of the season. 2-0 is the score. Ralston has got the lead. Rams come back with the basketball. Deep in a corner, Tony Grant's three-pointer put up there. It is no good. Ball being tapped around. It goes to the far side. It is saved over there by Dwight Smith. They're right into the hands of the Tigers. Jack Andreessen has got the ball for Hastings High. Into the forward court. Now to Hoagland on the wing. Hoagland comes out to Reimer. Swings it over on the right side now. Back the other way and right through the hands of Ross Hoagland out of bounds. Second turnover on Hastings High. So two possessions on Hastings and a couple of turnovers. We have played 52 seconds here in the first quarter. 2-0 to score. Rams have the lead. Here's Ralston coming back the other way. They lob it back inside. A turnaround jumper in the lane is no good by Aaron Tucker. Rebound comes down to Richardson for Hastings High. Jeff runs her back the other way. Lost control of the ball. Gets it under control on the far sideline. Richardson throws it down there. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Hoagland. It's intercepted here by Tucker. Nice feed to Grant. Shot good. Tony Grant scores on the assist. And it's now a 4-0 ball game. Ralston has got the lead over Hastings High early in the ball game. 6:39 to play here in the first quarter. Ben Reimer has got the ball, gets it to the free throw line. DeRutt drives it down the way, and his shot's going to be blocked. It's going to be recovered here by Ralston. They run her back the other way. 3-on-1. Nice pass. Driving layup is good by Tony Grant. Couple of field goals for Grant. 6-0 is the score. Ralston out on top. We have played only a minute and 40 seconds of the ball game. Mike Simmons wants to call a timeout. Ralston cannot get into the running game here tonight. The Tigers need to slow the pace down, or Ralston will run the Tigers right out of the gym. 6:17 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings 6. Rather, Ralston 6. Hastings nothing.
Hyman Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Tigers have turned the ball over three times here in the early going. The Tigers have fallen behind 6-0 to the state's number one ranked team, Ralston, here tonight. Here's Reimer pounding the ball inside of Jack Andreessen just to the left of the lane. Turns around, fires it up there. It's going to be too strong. Eric Tucker grabs the rebound for Ralston. Back the other way. Grant with it. Back outside. Sizing up with three as Crawford takes the shot. It's good. Caron Crawford hits the three ball for Ralston. And the Rams are out on top. It is 9-0 over Hastings High early in this basketball game. Ross Hoagland loses control of the ball. That's the fourth turnover on Hastings. Long pass down the floor. Nice behind-the-back pass as Tony Grant lays it in. Grant now with 6 points in the ball game, Ralston has scored the first 11 points in the ballgame. It's 11-0. The Rams out on top of Hastings. The Tigers have turned the ball over four times. They've gotten only one shot so far out of their offensive set. Ben Reimer has got it, throws it over here on the wing to Jeff Richardson. Richardson behind the screen, can't shake his man. Bounce pass goes to the far side. Reimer for three. Shot is up there, in and out, no good. Foul on the rebound. Personal foul is going to go on Ralston on the rebound. 5:14 to play here in the opening quarter. 11-0 is the score. Ralston is out on top. Personal foul is whistled on the Rams. First team foul on Ralston here in the first quarter. The personal is going to go on Eric Hastings. That's going to be his first. On shooting situation, Hastings picks up his first foul. Hastings will inbound, baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's Reimer with the ball as Ben looks to play it in. Does so to Richardson out here in three-point territory. It's going to be a man-to-man defense here for Ralston. They've scored the first 11 points of the ballgame. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Kyle Hamburger is into the ballgame now for Hastings High as head coach Mike Simmons goes to his bench early in this one. Hamburger will play things in off of the far side. He'll get it into Hoagland, gets it back now to Kyle Hamburger down in the corner on the right side, drives the baseline underneath the basket, comes over in the left corner. Now to a Jack Andreessen. Andreessen back to the wing on the right side. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. Air ball. Rebound comes down to Hastings, though. The Tigers save it from going out of bounds, and now it's tipped out here on the near side by Dwight Smith. 4:49 to play here in the first quarter. Hastings trailing Ralston by the score of 11-0. Kyle Hamburger will play things in from deep in a corner. Here on the near sideline, and now a five-second violation is called on Hamburger. Nobody moving for the Tigers out there, and Hamburger unable to inbound the ball. They give it right back here to the Rams. You don't want to give Ralston too many extra possessions here. 11-0. The Rams out on top of Hastings High. Teron Crawford has got the ball, drives it behind his screen from Smith, and now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Reimer. That's going to be his first and the first team foul on Hastings High here in the ballgame. Non-shooting situation is going to be Ralston playing it in from the near sideline right in front of the Tiger bench. Andrew Cassidy into the ball game for the Rams. He'll play things in to Ryan Herdman, who's into the ball game as well as their head coach, Bill Hurd, who's got to the bench here early with his ball club out on top by a score of 11-0. Cassidy has got the ball now to Herdman out in three-point territory, picked up defensively by Andreessen of Hastings. The Tigers in the man-to-man defense here early in the ball game. Tony Grant, who has knocked down three baskets already, lobs the ball inside. Here's a shot taken. It's up and in. Eric Tucker scores for Ralston. That's his first field goal in the ball game, and Ralston goes out on top by a score of 13-0. We have now just played a half in this first quarter. Here's a long-range jumper put up by Hamburger. No good. Follow shot is up there. It's good. Jeff Richardson gets the offensive board in the lane, and the Tigers are finally on the scoreboard with 3:53 to play here in the opening quarter. 13-2 is the score. Ralston with the lead. Dwight Smith comes out between the rings now to a Herdman. Drives it to the free throw line. Throws it back here to Smith. Cranks up the three. Ball and shot is up and in. Nothing but twine for Dwight Smith. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Tony Grant has got six. And Ralston is out to a 16-2 lead over Hastings High here in this one. Kyle Hamburger with the ball on the far side. Gets it to the top of the key. Brady Rutt throws it over here to Richardson. Trying to drive it. Can't do it against this Ralston defense. Back out on top to a Kyle Hamburger. Hamburger picked up out there by Dwight Smith. Goes over on the right side, down to Brady Rutt. Rutt now to Jeff Richardson, looking to penetrate, still out in three-point territory. Goes to the right side of the lane to Brady Rutt. Now back out on top to Reimer, three-pointer. Nope, that's going to be Kyle Hamburger. Kyle Hamburger throws up the three and hits it. His first basket in the ball game. Hastings now trailing 16-5, back quickly. Here's Grant, his shot no good. Rebound Smith. Keeps it alive here for Ralston. Back to the right side, Dwight Smith has got the ball. Smith throws it across court now. And now we got a foul called as dribbling with the ball was Herdman over there for Ralston, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings High. It's going to go on Jack Andreessen. That's going to be his first and second team foul on the Tigers. 2:51 to play here in the first quarter. All Ralston so far. The number one ranked team in Class B, the defending state champions, out on top of Hastings tonight. 16-5 is the score. Rams will play things in from underneath their own basket. They get it in the corner to a Crawford. Crawford back down in the corner on the left side. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Dwight Smith. The ball is poked out of bounds here on the near sideline, and they will give it to Hastings. Last touch by the Rams. So it'll be Hastings playing it in. End of the ball game now, Christian Stutheit for Hastings High. He's going to replace Jeff Richardson. 2:42 to play here in the first quarter. The Rams reeled off the first 13 points of the ball game, and they now lead by a score of 16-5. And now we got pressure here in backcourt and a personal foul. Nope, a timeout's going to be called. Hastings had the ball tipped away back here in backcourt. It was scrambling after it finally got control of the ball, and head coach Mike Simmons calls the timeout right in front of the Tiger bench to save the possession. 2:37 to play here in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. Ralston 16, Hastings High 5.
If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
Girls High School basketball tonight in the third quarter. Adam Central now leading forward by the score of 35-25. The Patriots fail at halftime, 22-19. Adam Central has come back. Here's Hastings High up to the timeout, and they throw the basketball away. The Tigers had some dribble penetration, but they throw the ball away into the Coffin corner on the left side. It was mishandled there by Rutt of Hastings. That is turnover number 5 on Hastings. So the Tigers with 5 turnovers here in the first quarter. They average only 12 on the season. 16-5 is the score. Ralston has got the lead. Here's Karan Crawford out here in three-point territory. Crawford goes over to Hastings. Now to Herdman. Lobs it inside. Dwight Smith with the ball. Wheels puts it up there right-handed and scores. Dwight Smith now with 7 points in the ball game. Ralston now with a 13-point lead again. 18-5 is the score. Pressure by the Rams in backcourt. Rutt brings it across the timeline, and now a bounce pass is going to be knocked out of bounds here by the Rams. Hastings will play things in. Right in front of the Ralston bench here on the near sideline. Kyle Hamburger will trigger things in for Hastings. Hamburger looking, finally gets it in. Ben Reimer has got it as he works out here against Karan Crawford. Over on the wing to Studheit now is into the ball game to Hamburger. 4-3, his shot is up there, bounce off, no good. Rebound comes down to Crawford for Ralston. Crawford runs it back the other way, right-handed dribble, drives it all into the basket. His shot is up and in. Karan Crawford takes it all into the basket there for Ralston. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and Ralston is out to an early 15-point lead over Hastings. 20-5 is the score. 1:30 left here in quarter number one. Here's a shot in the lane by Studheit. It's going to be up and in. Christian Studheit gets his first field goal of the ball game. 20-7 now, the Tigers trailing. Here's Crawford back the other way. His pass deflected. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Herdman. Lobs it back inside to Smith. His shot no good. Rebound Smith. Follow shot good. Dwight Smith doing just about anything he wants to right now for Ralston. He's got 9 points in the ball game. And it's now a 22-7 ball game. Ralston has got the lead. Now we got a kicking violation here in backcourt as Eric Hastings goes for the steal there on the Rams, and he's whistled for the kicking violation. Tony Grant comes back into the ball game now for Ralston. Here comes Eric Turner, the big guy, the 6'10". Player back in there now for the Rams. Ralston is out to a 22-7 lead early in this basketball game. 1:03 to play here in the first quarter. Ben Reimer with the ball for Hastings High. Dribbles to the near sideline. Reimer looking to set something up there for Hastings. Bounce pass comes inside to Andreessen. Goes over the wing on the right side is Studheit. His shot for 3 is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is brought down by Eric Tucker. Tucker has got it down for Ralston. Comes to the near sideline to get it to Herdman. Herdman down in the corner. His shot is up there. It's good. Ryan Herdman throws up the 3 ball. Everything going down for the Rams here in the opening period. 24-7 is the score. Ralston with the lead. Kyle Hamburger outside down to Jack Andreessen. Andreessen looks at the clock. We still got 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Here's Christian Studheit with the ball now as the Tigers work against his man-to-man defense for Ralston. Kyle Hamburger, deep wing on the right side. Now to Ben Reimer. Reimer between the circles. Right in his face defensively is Tony Grant. Reimer on the dribble, takes it to the wing on the right side. Here's Hamburger, top of the key, drives around a defender, puts a man in the air, throws up a 15-footer. It's no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Eric Hastings of Ralston. Tigers will inbound with 2.1 seconds to play here in this first quarter. 24-7, Ralston has got the lead. Christian Studheit will inbound the ball here for the Tigers. Gets it in, down in the corner. Here's a shot taken by Reimer at the buzzer. It's going to be no good, and that is the end of the first quarter of play. All Ralston here in this first quarter as the Rams score the first 13 points in the ball game. And at the end of one quarter, we'll take a break with the score. Ralston 24, Hastings High 7. You're listening to High School Basketball.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy. Serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High here tonight. The Tigers are trailing number one ranked Ralston after one quarter, 24-7. Hastings down in the ball game. Tigers will have the opening possession. Here the second period. Ben Reimer has got it now on the dribble on the right side of the lane. Goes down on the baseline. Christian Studeheit picked up there by DeWine Smith. Comes back out to Reimer. Now down in the corner to Studeheit. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles high on the block on the far sideline. Comes over here to Brady Rutt now. Rutt now to Ben Reimer out in three-point territory. Ralston still in the man-to-man defense. Here's Studeheit with the ball to Rutt. Right at the top of the three-point circle. Deep in the corner on the right side. Here's Kyle Hamburger. Hastings High trying to slow the pace down here a little bit. Christian Studeheit with the ball. Now to Jack Andreessen. Spins on the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. It's blocked out of bounds. Eric Tucker, the big guy, elevated there and knocks the ball out of the air into the concrete wall behind the Hastings High Tiger goal here. And Hastings High will play things in. 24-7 to score. Ralston with a lead. Early stages of the second quarter here tonight. Reimer has got the ball. Reimer now to Kyle Hamburger. Now looks like Ralston has gone to a zone defense. Onto a zone here in the second quarter. Andreessen, the Rutt for 10. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound on the weak side there by Ralston as they run her back the other way. DeWine Smith with the ball. Smith gets it to Eric Hastings. Down in the corner to Grant for 3. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Andreessen of Hastings. Outlet pass comes to Reimer. Hustles into the forecourt. Here's a Kyle Hamburg with the ball on the right sideline. Andreessen calls for the ball. He gets it now at the top of the key. Swings it left side. Reimer has got it, as now Ralston has gone back to their man-to-man defense. Here's Studeheit out in three-point territory to Brady Rutt. Rutt now to Hamburger, cranks up the three-ball. His shot is up there, it's no good. Rebound comes down to Ralston. Rams running back the other way. Down the near sideline is DeWine Smith. He drives for the hole. Contact made. His shot is good. And we got a foul call. It's going to be an offensive charge on Smith. Basket does not count. That is the first foul on DeWine Smith. That's going to be team foul number two on the Rams. Checking into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Jeff Richardson. Coming back in is going to be Hoagland. Studeheit will come out. Ben Reimer will get a breather. 6:28 to play here in the second quarter. Hastings trailing. Number one ranked Ralston. The score is 24-7. Tigers breaking the pressure here in backcourt. Andreessen has got it. Drives for the hole. And now he's going to have it knocked out of his hands from behind. A foul call on Crawford. Ron Crawford picks up the personal foul for Ralston. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Rams. Still no free throws here for Hastings. Tigers will inbound. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. 6:21 to play. Here's a Hamburger from the deep left corner. His shot no good. The Tigers not shooting the ball real well here against Ralston so far. Long pass down to Ford. Grant. His shot is up and in. Tigers slow in getting back on defense. Tony Grant gets the easy field goal. That's four field goals for Grant. He's got 8 points in the ball game, and Ralston has opened up a 26-7 lead over Hastings High here in the second quarter. Jeff Richardson with the ball. Richardson to the far sideline to Hoagland. Comes back out to Richardson. Up 35 feet away from the basket. Now down in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. Nice shot there by Hoagland. A three-pointer by Ross Hoagland for Hastings High. And the Tigers now trail by 16. It is 26-10. Here comes Ralston back the other way. Smith wide open. His shot no good. Rebound Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. Poked away by Smith. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Ralston basketball. Last touched over there by Ross Hoagland of Hastings. Tell you what, DeWine Smith, he is lightning fast. His hands, his feet, lightning fast. DeWine Smith, good ball player, a super stater returning from their state championship team from a year ago. 26-10 is the score. Ralston out on top of Hastings High here early in the ball game. We're in the second quarter with 5:28 to play. Here's Smith with the ball, double team, out in three-point territory. They swing it to the left side. Here's a long-range jumper put up and in. Caron Crawford hits a three-ball. He has got 8 points in the ball game. And it's now 29-10, a 19-point lead here for Ralston here in this basketball game. Hastings with the ball, Brady Rutt, bounce pass, out on top is going to be intercepted. Turnover number six on Hastings, back the other way. Grant is shot up and in. Tony Grant now with 10 points. Crawford gets the assist. Tony Grant gets the field goal. And it's now a 31-10 ball game. Hastings High trailing in the contest. 4:52 to play. Bombs away from the corner, shot up and in. Ross Hoagland hits back-to-back trays from about the same spot. That time he was off balance in the right corner. He throws up the three and it goes down the hole. Here's a long-range jumper back the other way by Crawford. No good. Rebound in the lane. A shot up and in. Hederman. Ryan Hurtman scores. He's now got five. Tigers have to do a better job rebounding the basketball. Right now, Ralston getting second and third opportunities. When they do miss their first one, they're shooting the eyes out of the basket here early in this ballgame. 33-13. Now we got a foul called. It's going to go on Ralston. That's going to be team foul number four on the Rams. Crawford picks up his second personal. Coming into the ball game now is Andrew Cassidy again for Ralston. Eric Hastings also checking in. Jack Andreessen checking in for Hastings High. 33-13. Tigers down by 20 points early in this basketball game. Here's Jeff Richardson with the ball out in three-point territory. Richardson on the dribble, takes it to the right side of the floor, now drives it. Bounce pass in the lane is going to be mishandled by Andreessen. It is taken out of there again by Ralston. Back the other way is a Cassidy with the ball. Cassidy inside is Smith. Ball poked away from him. And is picked up here by Kyle Hamburger of Hastings. Second turnover on Ralston. Here's Andreessen back the other way. His shot is up and in. Jack Andreessen scores for Hastings. That's his first field goal. 33-15. Here's Ralston running back the other way from the elbow. Shot taken up and in by Tony Grant. Wide open. Tony Grant hits one from the elbow right side of the lane. The Rams come back to answer this one. 35-15. It's now the Tigers down by 20 points here in the ballgame. Hoagland with the ball. Goes over on the wing on the right side to a Kyle Hamburger. Hamburger holds it. Free throw line extended over there against Andrew Cassidy of Ralston. Out in the corner on the right side. They get it to a Ross Hoagland. Hoagland, they work it inside now to Mark Gooden, who's into the ballgame for the first time. Gooden goes up for the shot. It's good. Mark Gooden hits the shot there for Hastings. Gooden is a 6-foot freshman who's into the contest, and he hits the jumper there for Hastings High. And now we have got a timeout from the Tigers. 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Ralston 35, Hastings 17.
Playing sports is an important part of high school and college life. When injuries occur, the playing stops. Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapists and a certified athletic trainer on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back in the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming courtesy of Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Ralston scored the first 13 points of the basketball game tonight, led 24-7 at halftime. And the Rams still out on top of Hastings. The score is 35-17 here in the second quarter with 3 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia boys in action tonight. They've got a contest against the Sutton Mustangs at the Chapman Gym. Adams Central boys at home to take on Ord tonight at the Patriot Gym. The Adams Central girls playing Ord right now. At last check, the Patriots had the lead over the Santa Clara's 35-25. They were in the third quarter. 35-17. Here, Hastings down by 18 points early, driving down the lane. The shot is up there. It's no good. Being tapped around. Goes out of bounds. That's going to be Hastings' ball. Crawford took it right down the lane there for Ralston. Then it got his hands on it on the missed field goal opportunity, but could not control it. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Now Reimer in trouble here in backcourt, tries to split a couple of defenders. He falls down, and a foul is going to be called. Going to go on Herdman. That's going to be his first. Ryan Herdman with one personal foul. This could be team foul number five on the Rams here in the first half. Non-shooting situation. Hastings will play things in. Andreessen has got the ball, now to Ben Reimer. Reimer will walk it across the midcourt stripe here for Hastings. Goes over in the wing on the right side. That's going to be Hoagland with the ball. Hoagland holds it. Now to a Kyle Hamburger. Hamburger working out top against the Tony Grant. Sends it inside. That's a Gooden with the ball. Back out on the top of the key. Andreessen has got it. Andreessen out of Reimer is running one-hander down the baseline. It's going to be no good, but Reimer gets the rebound on the weak side. Reimer comes back out on top. Andreessen for three. His shot is up there. That one won't go. And the rebound comes down to the big guy, Eric Tucker. Throws it on the far side. Here come the Rams now with a 35-17 lead. Crawford has got it. Crawford now to Tony Grant. Grant moves over in the left side of the lane now, down in the corner. Bounce pass comes inside. Turnaround jumper is up there by Tucker. It's going to be good. Eric Tucker scores for Ralston. He's got 4 points. Hastings with nobody to match up with Eric Tucker, who's at 6'10" in the paint there. 37-17. It's a 20-point lead again for the Rams as they knocked the ball out of bounds here in the near sideline. Tony Grant got his hands out there for the Rams and knocked it into the Ralston bench. Hastings will play things in here in their offensive zone. Here comes a couple of more substitutions back in the ball game. Eric Hastings coming in now for Ralston, as their head coach, Bill Hurd, continues with a strong rotation here in the first half with his ball club out on top by 20 points already. It is 37-17. Kyle Hamburger will play things in. Gooden right at the top of the key now for Hastings High. On the dribble, moves it to his right. Gives it up now to Ben Reimer. Ralston is in a man-to-man defense. Reimer, free throw line extended left side, comes out between the rings now. Ross Hoagland has got it. Hoagland now to Kyle Hamburger. Hamburger holds it now to a Ben Reimer at the top of the circle. Reimer looks inside, nothing there. Swings it over on the right side. Here's Kyle Hamburger for a long two. It's up and in. Hamburger just inside the three-point ring, scores there for Hastings. He's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Tigers are down by 18 points, 37-19. A 1:24 left here in the second quarter. There's a long-range jumper from the corner by Dwight Smith. No good. Rebound Gooden. His pass is going to be intercepted by Smith. Goes for the hole and jams it home. Dwight Smith jams it home on the Hastings High turnover. The Tigers have turned the ball over 8 times. Smith now with 11 points in the ball game, 39-19. Hastings down by 20 points with a minute to play here in the second quarter. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive zone. Ross Hoagland has got it now to Kyle Hamburger. Hamburger still playing beyond the three-point circle. Has to give it up. Gooden has got it now. Free throw line extended right side to Ben Reimer. Reimer holds it, gets it away now. That's Ross Hoagland down in the corner. Bounce pass inside. Gooden, his shot is up there. It's short. No good. Rebound Tucker for Ralston. Outlet pass to the near sideline. Here they come again. Tony Grant drives, shoots, and scores. Tony Grant scores. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Hastings with no answer on the Rams here tonight. 41-19 is the score. They've got 27 seconds to play in the second quarter. Kyle Hamburger's got the ball. Right side, double team, gets it away. Jack Andreessen holds it out here in 3 points area territory. Backs up near the 10-second line now, and Hastings will go for the final shot of the second quarter, trailing 45-19. Here's a Reimer with the ball. Reimer comes to the near sideline to Hoagland behind the screen. Hoagland dumps it away. That's Andreessen. He drives to the low block left side. Turnaround jumper is up there. It's too strong. Rebound Ralston, and that's the end of the second quarter of play. We have reached halftime here tonight. Boys high school basketball action. The number one ranked team in Class B having no problems with our Hastings High Tigers here tonight. At halftime, it is Ralston 41, Hastings 19. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips at Sports Cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High tonight. Boys High School basketball from 1230 KHAS. We knew the Tigers would have to do a lot of things right here tonight to stay in the basketball game with Ralston, but they're not doing those things right. And obviously, Ralston having an easy time with the Tigers here tonight. 41-19 is our score at halftime. Hastings not rebounding the ball very well against a much bigger Ralston ball club here tonight, not shooting especially well either. And right now, Ralston lighting them up. They're getting the easy shots inside. They're using their big guy inside with Eric Tucker. They're using Dwight Smith. He's done just about anything that he's wanted so far in the ball game. And Tony Grant also having a sensational ball game so far for Ralston. And the Rams have the early lead over Hastings High. It is 41-19 here at halftime. Got some other scores to report to you. Hastings Saints is the boys basketball team taking on Sutton tonight over the Chapman Gym. They are at the end of the first quarter. And St. Cecilia right now pitching the shutout on a very good Sutton basketball team. It is St. Cecilia 12 and Sutton nothing at the end of the first quarter. Adams Central is playing tonight out at the Patriot Gym against Ord. The girls' ball game running a little late. In that last check, it was Adams Central with the lead over Ord after three quarters, 35-25. So the guys will get going as soon as the girls get off of the floor tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a 12-0 lead over Sutton in boys high school basketball over at the Chapman Gym. We're at halftime here. Hastings High is trailing the Rams out of Ralston. The score, the Rams 41, Hastings High 19. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education. Ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review. Named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High tonight. Tigers are trailing. Number one ranked Ralston. The score is 41-19 at the break. The girls game now final at Adams Central tonight. And the Patriots victorious over Ord. Final score of 42-34. Adams Central 42, Ord 34. That's the final score girls high school basketball tonight at the Patriot Gym. Hastings in the first half getting 6 points from Ross Hoagland on a couple of three-pointers. Al Hamburger's nailed it 3 and 2. He's got 5 points in the ballgame. Christian Studheit got into the contest, hit a field goal for two. Jeff Richardson, field goal for two. Jack Andreessen, a field goal for two. And Mark Gooden, a field goal and 2 points. The Tigers have not yet been to the free throw line here in this ballgame. Unofficially, 8 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings High turned it over 3 times out of the first 4 possessions of the ballgame. And Hastings with 8 turnovers here at halftime. Ralston, just 2 turnovers in the first half of play. Tony Grant is leading the way. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. Grant with 7 field goals here in the first 2 quarters. Dwight Smith has hit 1 3-pointer in the ball game. He's hit 3 other 2-point field goals. Smith with 11, so Grant and Smith have combined for 25 points out of the 41 that Ralston has put on the board here in the first half. The other scorers, Karan Crawford, has got 8 points in the ball game. He has knocked down a couple of 3-pointers, and he's got a 2-point field goal. Ryan Herdman has got a 3 and a 2. He has got 5 points. Eric Tucker, the big guy inside, has got a couple of field goals and 4 points here in the first half. So Ralston scored the first 13 points of the ball game tonight. It wasn't until the 3:53 mark of the first quarter that Hastings High get their first field goal on the board that made it 13-2. Ralston led 24-7 at the end of the first quarter, and the Rams now have the advantage over Hastings High. It is 41-19 here at halftime. We got more basketball coming your way tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. We will travel with the Hastings College men's basketball team. The Broncos will be on the road tomorrow as they take on the Peru State Bobcats, a non-conference game, as Hastings looks to get back on the winning track after dropping the heartbreaker to Briar Cliff a week ago. Hastings playing at Peru State tomorrow. Pre-game show 2:45. With head coach Lance Creech, our tip-off will be at 3 o'clock. That game here on 1230 KHIS. The Nebraska basketball team also in action tomorrow. Huskers will take on Jackson State in a non-conference ball game. That will go at 7 tomorrow night. Pre-game show begins at 6 o'clock on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Also got some football action on tap for you tomorrow on our network of stations. As the bowl season gets underway, the first of numerous bowl games will be the New Mexico Bowl. That will pit the Wyoming Cowboys up against Fresno State. Ball game will tip off or kick off at 3:20 tomorrow afternoon. Pre-game show begins at 2:50. You can catch the bowl game tomorrow on ESPN 1550 KICS. And tomorrow night on KICS, we've got NFL football as Dallas will take on New Orleans. That will kick off at 7:35. By the way, the Nebraska women's basketball team has got a big game this weekend. The Huskers currently ranked number 20 in the country. And they'll take on fifth-ranked LSU on Sunday afternoon at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. Tip-off of that game will be at 1 o'clock with a pregame show at 12:45 on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. So plenty of sports activity coming up for you all weekend long. Basketball action from the Tiger Gym here tonight. It's not been a pleasant experience for the hometown fans. They were fired up to begin the ball game here tonight, but not much out of them after the first couple of minutes of the contest. It is Ralston, number one in the state in Class B, the defending state champs, out on top of Hastings tonight at the break. The score is 41-19. We've got the third quarter coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHIS.
With there's a way. With Plumbing does the best plumbing work, from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. With Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Tiger Gym, high school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS as we get our first look at the Tigers for the 2009-2010 season. And Hastings has run into a locomotive here tonight. A train. 41-19 is the score. Ralston is out on top. Ralston playing just their second team from the state of Nebraska this year. The record sitting at 4-1. They've got a win over Blair. A couple of teams they have played from Missouri. They have played two teams from Kansas. Their one loss this year to Kansas City Sumner Academy, losing by the score of 85-41 in the Blue Valley Shootout. We've got the lead over Hastings here tonight, 41-19 as we start the third quarter. Ralston will shoot to our basket to our left. Tigers have gone to a zone defense. We'll see how this works. Tony Grant with the ball, throws it to the wing on the right side. It's out of bounds. Third turnover on the Rams here in the ball game. So Grant leading the way for Ralston so far. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Dwight Smith has got 11. Leading scorer for Hastings is Ross Hoagland. He has got 6 points. Hastings facing some pressure now in backcourt. Dribbling with the ball. Brady Rutt gets it to a Ben Reimer. Reimer across the midcourt stripe, down in the corner. They get it to Hoagland. Comes back out on the wing on the right side. Reimer holds it now as Ralston is in a man-to-man defense. Reimer gets away, pulls up on the elbow, fires up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ralston. They run her back the other way. Crawford gets it away. Driving layup, no good. Tap try is good. Dwight Smith with a tap there. He's now got 13 points in the ball game, 43-19. Hastings trailing in the ball game. We have played a minute now in this third quarter. Reimer gets away, splits a couple of defenders. Bounce pass comes inside. Andreessen double team. Now we got a foul called. Andreessen got it just to the left of the goal there. And a foul is going to be called here on Ralston. It's going to go on Eric Hastings. That's going to be his second. Team foul number one on the Rams here in this second half of play. Inbounds pass comes inside. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Andreessen. Rebound to Smith. Long pass down to four. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Richardson for Hastings. The Tigers have it back in their offensive end. Reimer has got it out near the 10-second line. Picked up there by Tony Grant, man-on-man. This Ralston defense. Here's Ross Hoagland with the ball. Feeds it inside to Andreessen, poked away. Andreessen grabs it back. Comes out into three-point territory. Now down in the baseline. An off-balance shot there taken by Hoagland. No good. And now we got a foul on the rebound. Sailing out of bounds there was Richardson for Hastings High. And a foul is going to go on Ralston. It's going to go on Hastings again. That's going to be his third. Reject that. That's going to be three. All right, three fouls on Eric Hastings. 6.5 to play. Hastings will inbound. They get it to Andreessen. Andreessen down in the corner, down to Ben Reimer. Reimer back out on top to Richardson as he dribbles with the ball. Now to Russ Hoagland. Brings it back to Richardson. Over in the wing on the left side, down to a Ben Reimer. We can get away from Grant. His pass is deflected by Grant. It's picked up by Grant. Back the other way, Butler. And is rather a Crawford. His shot is no good, and he's fouled in the play. Caron Crawford comes back with the ball. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Reimer. That's going to be his second. Tigers have turned the ball over 9 times now in the ball game. They average 12 in the season. Reimer picks up his second. First team foul on the Tigers here in the second half of play. And Caron Crawford goes to the free throw line for Ralston. He's got 8 points so far in the ball game. Couple of threes and a 2-point field goal in this ball game. First chance at a free throw. His shot is up and in. And that is the first free throw of the night for either team. Went the entire first half without shooting a free throw. And we get our first one of the ball game now, about a minute and 50 seconds into this third quarter. Crawford now with 9 points in the ball game. It's 44-19 in favor of Ralston. Here comes the second shot by Crawford. It is up and in, so he nails a pair of free throws. He's going to check out of the ball game now. And coming in for Ralston, we got a substitute coming in now for the Rams here. It's going to be Ryan Herdman again. 45-19 is the score. Hastings High trailing in the ballgame. We're in the third quarter. 6 minutes to go. Jack Andreessen has got the ball. Andreessen over here to Ben Reimer. Gets away. Dribbles down on the baseline. Reimer stops. Now to Hoagland. Fires up a three around the rim and spins out of there. No good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose and it's taken down here by Ralston. Eric Hastings with a rebound. Rams come back quickly with the ball. Smith nearly lost it at the top of the key. The scramble is on. And we got the three players fighting for the ball down there. Finally, a jump ball is called. Or did Ralston get the timeout? Rams wanted the timeout. Did they get it? The official's going to confer here out in three-point territory. And I think Ralston got the timeout. It's going to be a jump ball. They did not get a timeout. So a jump ball is called here. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Tigers, so Hastings will get it. So no timeout here. The official's not going to mop things up as the scramble was on there at the top of the circle. 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the third quarter. If you're just joining us, Ralston scored the first 13 points in the ballgame. It wasn't until the 3:53 mark of the first quarter that Hastings got a field goal. It's been all Rams here tonight. The defending champs in Class B putting it to the Hastings High Tigers here tonight in boys high school basketball. 45-19 is the score. Jeff Richardson with the ball now in backcourt for Hastings. Richardson down the near sideline into the offensive zone to a Brady Rutt now. Rutt comes across the top. Reimer has got it, trying to penetrate. Cut off nicely there by the Rams. Bounce pass comes inside, and now we got a field goal there by Andreessen, and he's hacked on the arm. Nice move inside by Jack Andreessen. He gets his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. A personal foul is whistled inside on the Rams of Ralston. That's going to go on Herdman. That's going to be his second. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Jack Andreessen. His shot is up there. That one is good. That's the first free throw of the night for Hastings. The Tigers hitting only 51% of their foul shots so far this year. Andreessen was 41% from the line to start things off. is now 6 out of 13 as he makes his first free throw of the night. A three-point play by Andreessen. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and Hastings is down by 23 points. 45 to 22. Ralston has got the lead. Smith with the ball now for the Rams. Goes down in the corner. That's Eric Tucker. Tucker, now to Smith. Back down in the corner. Long-range jumper put up there. It is no good. Battle for the rebound. It's brought down by Hastings. Tigers come back the other way, and he was out of bounds. Brady Rutt got the rebound. Threw it to the far sideline to Hoagland, and he was out of bounds, bringing the ball off the floor. 10 turnovers on Hastings here in the ball game. Tigers down by 23. Ralston will play things in. That's Tony Grant with the ball. Now to Dwight Smith. Smith throws it over here on the wing on the left side. He returns it back to Smith. Down to Grant. Free throw line extended right side to Dwight Smith. Dribbles at the top of the key. Now inside to Tucker. Shot is up there. No good. Andreessen high in the air for the rebound. Andreessen. Outlet pass goes over there. Reimer. Long pass down to Florida. Brady Rutt. His shot is up and in. Rutt scores with his left hand there for Hastings. 45-24. Back quickly come the Rams. Down on the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Instead, they come out to Tony Grant, lobs it inside. Dwight Smith dribbles down the lane. Off-balance shot is going to be no good. Rebound to Hastings. Keeps it alive here for the Rams. Back inside. Knocked away. Picked up. Tucker has got it. His shot from 10 won't go. And we got a foul on the rebound. It's going to go on Dwight Smith, the rebounding foul. On Smith, that's going to be his second. Team foul number 4 on the Rams here in the ballgame. 4:21 to play here in the third quarter. Hastings out of... We're at a deficit here, 45-24. Ralston has got the lead. Into the ball game now is Caron Crawford for the Rams. Coming out is going to be Eric Hastings. Ralston jumped out to a 24-7 first quarter lead, and it's been all Rams here tonight. They've led it all the way. Hamburger has got the ball now for Hastings offensively. Comes out to Jeff Richardson. Richardson now to Ben Reimer. Over on the wing on the right side, dribbling with the basketball as Ralston saves with a man-to-man defense. Hamburger out in three-point territory, looking to get rid of it. Now he puts it on the floor and will dribble out there. Hamburger works against his Smith. He pokes the ball away. Hamburger picks it up near the 10-second line and gets rid of it. Here, you take it. Jeff Richardson has got it now behind his screen. Richardson is going to be fouled into play. Smith goes for the steal there for Ralston, and he picks up the personal foul. So Dwight Smith now with three personal fouls here in the ball game. 3:47 to play in the third, 45-24. Ralston has got the lead. Hastings High will play things in. Hamburger gets it to Andreessen, drives it down the lane. His left-handed shot is up there, no good. Rebound run. His shot's going to be blocked down. Rebound is loose and is picked up by Crawford. Crawford has got it now for Ralston. Runs it back the other way. Cuts to the center of the floor. Down in the corner. Grant for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball tapped out of bounds by Smith. That's going to be... Let's see, they're going to give it to Ralston. They pointed Rams way. And they will give it to Ralston. Now the official is going to confer here. It looked clearly that Smith has kind of knocked the ball out of the hands of Cal Hamburger. Now the officials agree. Yep, Hastings will play things in. So it's going to be Hastings playing things in with 3:31 to play in the third quarter. 45-24 is the score. Rams have the lead over the Tigers. There's a pass down the near sideline, nearly intercepted again by Smith, and he knocked it out of bounds. He is like a cat. Unbelievable. Very quick as Smith knocks the ball out here on the near sideline. Brady Rutt will play things in. They get it into Christian Studite, who's into the ball game. He drives. It's going to be taken away to Smith. Long pass down the floor to Grant, and he lays it in. Tony Grant now with 16. Smith gets the assist, and it's 47-24. The Rams blowing the Tigers out of their cages here tonight. Ben Reimer back with the ball for Hastings to Christian Studite. Free throw line extended left side. Hamburger from three. Shot is up there. Too strong. Rebound to Ralston. Outlet pass to Smith. Here we go again. Two on two. Smith bounce pass to Crawford. He'll hold up out in three-point territory to Smith. Swings it right side. Tony Grant. Cross-court pass. Taken down here. Now at the free throw line to Herdman. Dribbles inside. Puts up a 10-footer. Shot no good. Rebound Reimer, lost control of the ball, and is picked up by Crawford for Ralston. Turnover number 12 on Hastings. Here's Smith with the ball. Just left of the circle for Ralston. Pass to the right wing. Crawford's three is up and in. Caron Crawford with a three ball. He's now got 13 in the ball game, and Ralston has more than doubled the score now in the Tigers. It is 50-24. Ralston has got the lead with 2:22 to play. There's a long-range jumper by Studite. That one won't go. Tigers not shooting real well here tonight. Long pass down the floor goes to Tony Grant. He lays it in. Tony Grant now with 18 points in the ball game. It's 52-24. Ralston with the lead. Rams led at halftime 41-19. Ben Reimer back for Hastings High. Now to Andreessen, the Stu Dyke back inside to Rutt. His shot is up and in. Brady got loose there. The ladies are up there. That's the second field goal of the ball game for Rutt. 52-26. Ralston in the lead. Here's Smith with the ball. Goes to Grant over on the wing on the right side. Back out to Tony Grant. He backs up near the 10-second line, and Ralston will run their offense now. Beats to the right side, down to Dwight Smith. We got a traveling violation on Smith. Traveling violation on Dwight Smith. He just nonchalantly threw the ball out in the wing, and a traveling violation is called on Ralston. Turnover number 5 on the Rams. Blaine Gantz going to be into the ball game now for Hastings as head coach Mike Simmons. Going to go to his bench here with his ball club trailing by 26 points here in this one. 42-26 is the score. Christian Studheit with the ball out on top. Kyle Hamburger throws it over here to a Gantz, and he's going to be fouled into play. Eric Hastings picking up the personal foul for Ralston. That's going to be his fourth. So four fouls now on Hastings. A minute and 27 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Hastings trailing in the ball game 52-26. There comes Eric Turner back into the ball game for Ralston, the big 6'10" senior. Herdman will check out. Hastings will play things in on the near side. Studheit goes down in the corner. Hamburger sizes up the three, takes it off the front iron, no good. Offensive rebound. Andreessen goes back up, and he is fouled into play. Andreessen will now go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Foul will go on to Ryan Herdman. That's going to be his third foul. So Smith with 3, Hastings with 4, Herdman with 3. Andreessen to the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far tonight. His shot is up there. It is no good. Andreessen, a 41% foul shooter coming in here. He's the only guy to get to the free throw line tonight for the Tigers. He is now 1 out of 2 from the stripe. Andreessen sets. His second one is up there. That's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Herdman. And Ralston not wasting any time getting back down the floor as they get it back in their offensive zone. Over here on the wing on the left side. As they work against the Hastings High zone defense here. There's a long-range jumper from the outside. It's going to be no good. Ball is loose. It's picked up in the lane. Ball is shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. That is Kyle Hamburger back with the ball for the Tigers. And he's got to enter the forward court now as they work against the man-to-man under a minute to play here in the third quarter, 52-26. Here's Gantz. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Eric Tucker. Has the ball stripped away by Kyle Hamburger. Dribbles out into three-point territory. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ralston. Hastings with 12 turnovers in the ball game, 6 for the Rams. Ralston has got the ball. As they come into the forecourt, they lob it inside. Tucker has got it. And now his shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. You got a foul on Hastings. It's going to go on Andreessen. It's going to be his second. So two fouls now on Jack Andreessen. That's going to be team foul number 2 on Hastings. No free throws here. Rams will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 52-26. Hastings down by 26 points in the basketball game. Ralston will play things in. Here's Tony Grant on the dribble back out into three-point territory as Hastings will stare him down. Ralston will go for the final shot here of this third quarter. They're moving on the wing now. Down in the corner on the right side to Eric Tucker. Back out to Grant. And these guys can score out here from long distance. Grant backing up. Now works one-on-one, looking to penetrate. Now has problems with the dribble. It is loose. It is picked up by Hastings High, and they throw it away. And now we get a end of the third quarter. So Ralston trying to set up something here at the end of the third quarter with some dribble penetration. Hastings knocked it loose. It was rolling around in the offensive end for Ralston, but they couldn't pick it up, and time expires in the third quarter of play. So Ralston has extended their lead to 26 points here after three quarters. We'll take a break with the score. Ralston 52, Hastings 26.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods, December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers. From Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym. Hastings trailing by the score of 52-26. The number one ranked Ralston here tonight as we start the fourth and final quarter. Bombs away from the outside. Crawford for three. Shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound Eric Tucker. His outlet pass to the near side is going to be tipped into the backcourt. Retrieved here by Ralston. Back the other way. Here's a jumper put up by Hastings. Good. Eric Hastings hits his first field goal of the ball game. 54-26. Ralston led 24-7 at the end of the first quarter, 41-19 at halftime, 52-26 after three. They had the field goal there by Eric Hastings, and they now lead by 28 points, 54-26, and the Tigers throw the ball away. 13 turnovers now at Hastings. A score in from the Chapman Gym at halftime. The St. Cecilia boys having no problems with Sutton tonight. St. Cecilia 26, Sutton 6. Adams Central boys getting ready to get started against Ord. The Adams Central girls winning tonight over Ord by the score of 42-34. Down in the corner, here's a shot by Grant. Good three-pointer. Tony Grant with 21 points in the basketball game. Dwight Smith has got 13. We were so concerned about Dwight. I'll tell you what, Tony Grant's not too shabby either. Here's a pass that's going to be tipped, intercepted by Hastings. Another turnover on the Tigers. And here's a shot taken by Grant in the lane. It's up and in. Tony Grant now with 23, 59-26. Tigers trailing in the ball game. We got 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in this one. Jeff Richardson across the midcourt stripe, and now the Tigers want to call a timeout. Hastings wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 6:34 to play in the fourth quarter. It is Ralston 59, Hastings 26.
Vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Mike Will back at the Tiger Gym at Hastings High, 59-26 is the score. Ralston out on top of Hastings tonight. High school basketball from 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web tonight at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. 59-26. Tigers trailing on the ball game. Hastings will bring the ball up now as Ralston will go with their man-to-man defense. Here's a pass deflected again. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. The officials look, and they give the ball to Hastings. That's touched over here by Ralston on the scramble. Andrew Cassidy was the last to touch it. Hastings will play things in. Here's Tyler Rebarger into the ball game now for Hastings, just a freshman. So now head coach Mike Simmons has gone to the bench. Jeff Richardson with the ball. Richardson gets it into the offensive zone. As we approach 6 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter, the Tigers trailing big time here in the ball game. Here's Rebarger. He goes up with a shot, and he has it knocked out of bounds here by big Eric Tucker. Tucker at 6'10". Rebarger, the freshman, goes inside there for Hastings High at 5'11". And that one was swatted out of bounds there by Tucker. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Way out on top, they get the ball now into the hands of Jeff Richardson. Richardson, now to Christian Studeheit. Studeheit now to Richardson, now to Rebarger. Entry pass to get it inside to Gooden. Drives it down the lane. Kicks it out on the baseline to Studeheit. A shot from 10, no good. Rebound loose and is brought here by Ralston. as they run her back the other way. Here's a shot. Nope, it's going to be dumped off in the lane to Tucker. He goes up. It's up and in. Eric Tucker scores. He's got three field goals, 6 points in the basketball game, 61-26. Ralston with the advantage. Hastings has the ball. Gooden shot from the free throw line, partially deflected, brought down by Rebarger. Saves it, gets it to Studheit. He drives for the hole, and his shot is no good. And now we got a foul called. Five players down to the scorer's table now for Hastings High. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Ryan Herdman. That's going to be his fourth. Team foul number eight on Ralston so far in the second half. Hastings will have some free throws. This is Christian Studheit. This will be his first free throw of the year. His shot is up there. It's no good. Hastings, again, is a team hitting 51% of their free throw tosses this year, 44% from the field, and 30% from three-point territory. 5 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. Hastings trailing by the score of 61-26. Next one by Studheit is up there. It's good, so he hits one out of two. He's going to check out. Here comes Ross Hoagland back into the ballgame. Hastings back in action again tomorrow night. They'll be on the road playing at York. Tigers obviously going to lose this one. They're going to fall to 2-2 on the season tonight. Ralston will improve to 5-1. As the Rams work with the ball in the offensive zone, there's a long-range jumper that's put up there. It is no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Ben Reimer gets the rebound for the Tigers. Long pass down to Florida. Hamburger is driving layup. Good. Nice pass there by Reimer. Hamburger lays it in. He's now got 7 points in the basketball game. It's 61-29. Ralston has got the lead. 5 minutes to go here in the ball game. Dribbling with the ball is Andrew Cassidy. Goes over in the wing. Now inside to Herdman. Turnaround jumper is going to be short. Rebound to Hastings. One shot and out there for the Rams. Long pass down to four is going to be deflected out of bounds. Deflected out of bounds there by the Rams. So Hastings High will play things in from underneath their own basket. Baseline left side. Keying things in is going to be Ross Hoagland for the Tigers. 4:49 to play. Hoagland down in the corner. Hamburger wide open for three. Takes the shot, no good. Tap try, no good by Andreessen. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Ralston. Down the near sideline, Caron Crawford has got the ball now for the Rams. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. A little hesitation. Takes it down to the baseline. A shot is up there. It is no good, and a foul is called on Andreessen. Third foul on Jack Andreessen. Team foul number three. Check that. Team foul number, yeah, that's right. Team foul number three on Hastings. So we got some free throws coming up here. The first one is going to be good. Grant Kay. This is Grant Kay. He's not wearing his number 14 that he usually does. The second one is up there. It is good. So Grant Kay hits a couple of free throws. 6'1" is junior. Roster they gave us. He was wearing number 14. He's wearing number 50 tonight. Kay deflects the ball now. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. They will play things in. 4 minutes and 24 seconds to play. And we're getting all kinds of folks into the ballgame now for Ralston. That doesn't match up with the roster, as you might expect. Why not? Here's a shot from the wing on the left side by Hastings. A three-pointer put up there and in. So Kyle Hamburger has now reached the double figures. He has got 10 points in the ballgame. He's leading the Tigers in scoring here tonight. Hamburger came in averaging 7 points per ballgame. 63-32. Hastings down by 31. Driving the baseline. Ralston has got it now as they work against the Tigers zone. Here's a pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Turnover number seven on the Rams. And now Hastings turns the ball away. Hoagland is whistled for the palming violation as he tried to lead the break back the other way for the Tigers. So 15 turnovers on Hastings. That is three above their season average. Ralston has got seven. Rams have a 31-point lead. It is 63-32. Bombs away from the right side. His shot is up and in. That's Kay with a three-pointer. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame, 66-32. The defending Class B champs out on top. There's Andreessen down the lane. Nice wraparound pass to Brett. And he goes up with a shot, and it's knocked out of his hands out of bounds. Andreessen to Rutt, and then Rutt goes up with a shot, and it's knocked out of bounds. So the Tigers will inbound the ball, baseline left side underneath their own basket. 3:37 to play. They get it to the elbow. Andreessen fakes the shot, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's no good. He's fouled in a play. Andreessen will go back to the free throw line. So a personal foul is whistled here. on Brad Simpson. That's going to be his first personal foul. Andreessen at the free throw line. His shot is up and in. Andreessen now 2 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He has got 6 points in the ballgame. Into the contest now for Hastings High. We're going to see Brady Minky, a 6-foot sophomore. So now head coach Mike Simmons is down to the bench here in the final 3.5 minutes. Andreessen gets his second free throw to go down. He's now 3 of 5 from the stripe. He's got 7 points, 66-34. Hastings High trailing in the ball game. Andrew Cassidy with the ball. They work it inside. Now to Kay. Angles in. Takes it down on the baseline. His shot is up there. It is no good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up on the far sideline by Kay. Keeps the dribble alive, splitting a couple of defenders. Bounce pass goes down on the baseline now to Simpson. Simpson comes back out to a Caron Crawford out in 3-point territory. Crawford holding the ball. Gets it away now to Andrew Cassidy. Inside to a Simpson. Bounce pass down on the baseline. They get it down there to a Herdman. Here's a pass again down on the low block left side. A shot is put up there. No good by Crawford, and he's fouled in the play. And Caron Crawford will go to the free throw line here for the Ralston Rams. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Ross Hoagland. That's going to be his first. At last check, Hastings St. Cecilia was leading at halftime over Sutton. The score is 26-6. That in boys high school basketball. Shot from the free throw line up and in by Crawford. He has now got 14 points in the basketball game. He is 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. The Adams Central girls winners tonight over Ord, 42-34. Adams Central boys playing Ord right now in the second ball game out at the Patriots gym. 2:57 to play in this contest, 67-34. Ralston with a lead. Here comes the next shot. It's up there by Crawford. It is good. He is 4 of 4 from the line. Ralston, 4 out of 4 from the stripe here in this ball game. Kenny Kimball comes into the ball game now for Ralston. He is a 6'4" and senior. Big kid, too. Stocky kid. 68-34. Hastings trailing here in the ball game. It's not been much of a contest here tonight. Tigers now has some fresh faces into the ball game as well. Studheit has got the ball. Now to a Blaine Gantz who's into the contest. Over to Goodwin. Inside to Andreessen. Shot from the free throw line is up and in. Andreessen. Now with 9 points in the ball game, he averages 10. 68-36. 2:23 to play here in the contest. Ralston has got it back in their offensive end as they work against the Tigers' zone defense here tonight. So Hastings will try to rebound tomorrow night with their road ball game at York. Driving for the hole, and his shot is up and in. That's Ryan Herdman scoring there. He has got 7 points in the contest, and it's 70-36. And now we got a timeout from head coach Mike Simmons. Timeout. Hastings will take a break. 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the contest. We'll take a break with a score. Ralston 70, Hastings 36.
Hi, this is Terry Anstein, President, Five Points Bank of Hastings. On behalf of our shareholders, directors, and staff, I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping us become the fastest growing bank in Hastings. I would also like to invite everyone in the Hastings area to stop in and visit with one of our bankers and learn how we can be your bank for the long run. Locally owned, locally managed, Five Points Bank, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, an update from the Chapman Gymnasium. Cross town tonight. St. Cecilia now leading Sutton after three quarters. It is 39-12. St. Cecilia 39, Sutton 12. Boys High School basketball. Hastings High trailing here to Ralston. The score is 70-36. We've got 2 minutes and 4 seconds to play, so Hastings High will try to regroup and get ready for the York Dukes tomorrow night on the road. And they'll take their mandatory moratorium break from the 23rd of December all the way through December 27th. No practice, no games in the state of Nebraska during those 5 days, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, and 27th, before Hastings will play in the GNAC tournament out in North Platte in the week before, in week in between Christmas and New Year's. Here's a long-range jumper again from Studheit. His shot for three is going to be good, and he's fouled in the play. We'll see. He was right on the line, and now the official is going to decide here if that was a three or a two as a Christian Studheit gets the bucket to go down. It's a three-pointer by Studheit. Now he'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 4-point play. Personal foul is whistled here on the Brad Simpson. That's going to be his first. So it's now 70-39. Ralston has got the lead. Studheit puts up a shot. It's good, so he nails a four-point play right there. A three and a one. 70-40. Hastings down by 30. A minute and 42 seconds to play here on this one. K from three. Shot is short. Rebound Hastings. That's Rebarger. Bring it back the other way. Goes over to Studheit. His shot is off of the glass. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Alex Buechler for Ralston as they run it back the other way here. Down to a minute and 20 seconds to play. As Ralston just tries to run some clock here. Here's a jumper put up there. It is no good by Brad Simpson. Now driving back inside is going to be Kay. His shot's going to be no good. Hastings grabs it on the rebound. Tigers come back the other way with the ball. That's a Minky. Minky now to Studheit. Left side of the lane, down here on the baseline, out to Rebarger. Rebarger comes to Brady Minky now. Minky comes to Studheit. Down on the baseline, to Rebarger. He drives, lays it over on the right side of the lane to Hoagland. Hoagland dribbles. His shot is up there. It's good. A check that has Manny Maldonado. Maldonado scores there for the Hastings High Tigers. Under 40 seconds to play now. It's 70-42. There's a jumper from the left corner. It's going to be no good by Kimball, and the rebound comes down to Rebarger. Rebarger back the other way to Maldonado for three. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Kenny Kimball for the Ralston Rams. Back the other way. Long pass down the floor. Here's a shot taken. It's going to be no good. Maldonado grabs the rebound. Down to Rebarger. 14 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings High trailing 70-42. Bounce pass inside to Gooden at the free throw line. Loses control of the ball. Turnover Hastings. Running back the other way is going to be Kay. He drives, and he's not going to go up with a shot. And that's going to be the end of the ball game as Ralston wins it here tonight over the Hastings High Tigers. Kay had a breakaway layup and decided not to take the shot. And Ralston wins tonight by 28 points over the Hastings High Tigers. This one in the books. Ralston improves to 5 wins, 1 loss on the season. They beat Hastings tonight. Final score, the Rams 70, the Hastings High Tigers 42. You're listening to High School Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
It's the Snowball Sale at Hogan Sporting Goods December 5th through the 24th. Save 20% on the first item purchased, 30% on the second, 40% on the third item, 20% on the fourth item. Ask for details at Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
So the Ralston Rams come to town. They don't get out of Omaha very often, but I'll tell you what, they put on a show here tonight against the Hastings High Tigers. Ralston wins over Hastings, final score of 70-42. Rams scored the first 13 points of the ball game. It wasn't until the 3:53 mark that Hastings was able to get a field goal to go down. Ralston led at the end of the first quarter 24-7. Hastings really never challenged in the ball game tonight. Ralston led at halftime 41-19, 52-26 after three quarters. The final score, Ralston 70, Hastings 42. Rams were led tonight by Tony Grant. He comes up with 23 points in the ball game. Teron Crawford had 15, and Dwight Smith had 13. Other scores for Ralston, Ryan Herdman had 7 points. Eric Tucker had 6. Eric Hastings had 2 points. Ralston got to the free throw line just 4 times tonight, connected on all 4. They turned the ball over 7 times here in the ball game, but they put 70 points on the board as they beat Hastings by the score of 70-42. Tigers had one man in double figures tonight, Kyle Hamburger. comes up with 10 points in the ball game. Hamburger knocks down one three-pointer, two three-pointers in the ball game, and a couple of two-point field goals. Hamburger leads the way with 10 points here tonight. Jack Andreessen had 9. 7 points for Christian Studheit. 6 points for Ross Hoagland. 4 for Brady Rutt. 2 for Jeff Richardson. 2 for Mark Gooden. And 2 for Manny Maldonado. Hastings 5 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. Did not have a whole lot of opportunities there. And the Tigers unofficially turning the ball over 16 times here in the ball game. So Hastings High drops to 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. They will play at York tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Ralston Rams, they improved to 5 wins and 1 loss. They've got a game coming up next Tuesday, and they will play at Platteview. Again, Ralston wins it tonight in boys high school basketball. The final score, the Rams 70, Hastings 42. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the post-game shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings.
Jim at Hastings High tonight. Hastings High suffering a loss to the number one ranked team in Class B, the defending Class B state champs. The Ralston Rams knock off Hastings tonight by the score of 70-42. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. Kyle Hamburger leading the way for Hastings tonight. He had 10 points in the ball game, 5 in the first half. 5 more in the second half. He knocked down a couple of three-pointers in the basketball game tonight. Jack Andreessen, who was giving away a lot of size inside, came up with 9 points in the ball game. Andreessen had just 2 points in the first half, but came back with 7 more in the second half. Christian Studheit played a solid ball game tonight, hit a 3 and a 2, hit a couple of free throws in the ball game, 7 points. Ben Reimer did not score in the ball game tonight, but tried to get Hastings into the offensive sets here tonight, but it was all for naught, as the Tigers drop this one by the score of 70-42. We'll come back and name our player of the game right after this timeout.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
For the Hastings High Tigers is going to be Jack Andreessen. He battled all night long. The 6'3" and senior giving away about to, 6-7 inches inside against Eric Tucker. Andreessen was able to come up with 9 points in the basketball game tonight, 2 in the first half, 7 more in the second half. Andreessen hitting 3 field goals, and he was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. He scores 9 points, but Hastings High comes up on the short end of a boys basketball decision here tonight. Ralston 70, Hastings 42. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
The Player of the Game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer at 701 West 1st Street. Give them a call at 462-9190. Stay tuned because the coach's postgame show is coming up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Experience the warmth, magic, and peace of the Christmas season at Bob Sass Flowers. If it's a unique holiday gift or something more traditional, like wreaths, poinsettias, or seasonal bouquets, say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street, Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net, brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
The Tiger Gym, Hastings High, suffers a loss here tonight to Ralston. The final score is 70-42 as we still wait for Mike Simmons to make his way back out of the locker rooms here tonight, back up to the broadcast facility. But Hastings High absolutely outgunned here tonight by Ralston. Rams got out to a good-sized lead early. In fact, they scored the first 13 points of the ball game tonight. And it wasn't until the 3:53 mark of the first quarter that Hastings got a field goal to go down. Tigers fell behind 24-7. At the end of the first quarter, it was 41-19 at halftime, 52-26 after three quarters, and Ralston goes on to win 70-42 over Hastings tonight. Rams getting 23 points from Tony Grant, 15 points from Caron Crawford, and 13 points from Dwight Smith. Hastings, only one man in double figures tonight. That was Kyle Hamburger. He had 10 points. Jack Andreessen, our player of the game, came up with 9 points tonight, 3 field goals, 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. So Hastings High drops to 2 wins, 2 losses on the season. They will get ready to play at York tomorrow night. Meanwhile, Ralston improves to 5 wins and 1 loss. They pick up their second win of the season over a Nebraska team. As we mentioned during the pregame show, a couple of wins over some Missouri teams and 2 wins over some Kansas teams. And Ralston wins it here tonight over Hastings High by the score of 70-42. Got some other scores to report to you tonight. St. Cecilia having no problems over at the Chapman Gymnasium. They're after three quarters. The Blue Hawks out on top of Sutton by the score of 39-12. Adams Central has got a first quarter lead over Ord. The score there is 13-8. The Adams Central girls winners tonight over Ord by the score of 42-34. Adams Central trailed at halftime of that ball game 22-19. Came back to grab a 35-25 advantage after three. The Adams Central girls win it by the score of 42-34 over Ord here tonight. Coach is making his way up here. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You're invited to the Plumbing Showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The Plumbing Showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Aqualine air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the Plumbing Showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the Plumbing Showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply, Incorporated.
And we're back at the Tiger Gym. Again, Hastings High dropping this one here tonight to Ralston by the score of 70-42 as head coach Mike Simmons joins us in the postgame. And coach, just in, Ralston, a pretty good, pretty fair basketball team we saw here tonight.
Yeah, they're a very good team. When they're all there, you know, from films that I've seen, they had two or three of those starters weren't starting. They didn't even play. So evidently they had some personnel issues. But, you know, we got to play who we got to play. And with those guys coming in, it made them very tough. It makes them very quick. It makes them very athletic. And it's something that we couldn't simulate in practice, that's for sure.
We were so concerned about Dwight Smith. He's a good player, but I'll tell you what, they got a couple of other kids. And the Caron Crawford kid, Tony Grant, also a very good player, number 30 here tonight. He scores at 23 against you guys. Just had too many weapons for you guys to defend tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I haven't seen Crawford or Grant on film, and they come in and play very well. And they can do that. I mean, they're athletic, and then they practice against that every day. And it's something, like I said, we can't simulate. So the speed of the game tonight was very tough for us to, handle. So We got off to a bad start, but I thought our kids handled it and got back into the game there in the second half quarter.
Yeah, 13-0 right off of the bat. You guys turned the ball over, I think, three times in the first two or three minutes of the ball game, and you just can't do that against a team like this. And you guys have been taking care of the ball pretty well this year with only 12 turnovers per ball game, but three right off the bat.
Yeah, you know, like I said, you can't simulate the quickness, and that's not. We didn't see that against Holdridge and North Platte and Seward, and you know, we got to play who we got to play, and if you want to be at the end of the year where you want to be, which is in the state tournament, you're going to face teams like this. And you know, they were state champions last year for a reason. They're very good. They're very athletic.
They got Tucker. He scored only 6 points, but I'll tell you what, he was a force inside. Just his big body out there was a kind of a deterrent for you guys going inside against this team tonight.
Yeah, you know, he's the intimidator, and he altered our shots, even some that we didn't even take. I mean, our guys would have taken the shots, or we faded away, and he just altered him just by being there. And he really didn't do anything but raise his big arms. And it was something that in the second half we got better at. I thought we attacked him a little bit better. We weren't as passive, and if we were doing that a little bit early, we would have had a little bit more success earlier in the game. But the second half we did better.
You talked about a couple of things that Hastings would have to do to upset Ralston during the pregame show. Number one, rebound. Number two is shoot the basketball fairly well tonight. I don't think we did either one of those very well tonight.
No. I mean, they're athletic. They can really go to the boards and crash the boards. We weren't getting anybody to crash the boards. We were too worried about getting beat back. And then, you know, as far as shooting the basketball, yeah, we didn't get off to a very good start there. We didn't set very good screens. We didn't come off the screens very well. You know, they're very quick on the perimeter, so that also came into effect there.
And their transition was just so tough to match up. Boy, they got the rebound, and it was an outlet pass, and they were down the floor in a hurry, and Hastings had a tough time of getting back defensively.
Yeah, they want to get the ball up in probably about 2 seconds, which they did tonight. And you've got to get back against that team because the transition is very, very key there. And even when we were trying to play zone, we could not get back. So, they're tough.
Any bright spots out of this thing, or we just kind of wash this one under the rug and get ready for York tomorrow?
You know, I was really pleased with how we competed in the second half. I thought we competed a lot tougher in the second half. Our toughness was better. You know, I thought we rebounded a little bit better in the second half, and I thought our offensive execution was better. And we got the shots that we can knock down there in the second half. And it's something to build on to head tomorrow to York. And you know, our kids, you know, it hurts to lose and you know, they're not going to wash under the rug tonight, but when it comes back tomorrow morning, hey, it's a new day, and it's time to look. Let's see what York does.
Nice thing about basketball, we're back on the floor here in less than 24 hours against York, and then you take your 5 days off of the moratorium, and then you play a tough tournament in between Christmas and New Year's as well. So still a lot of basketball to be played in this 2009 portion of the season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's nothing to hang our heads tonight. I mean, if you want to play championship basketball, this is what you're going to see at the end of the year, and it's just something that we haven't seen or simulate in practice. But we can get there. Anything can happen at the end of the year, and our schedule really gets us ready for that. That's for sure.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Mike Simmons, the head coach for Hastings High. Again, the Tigers dropped this one to a Ralston tonight, final of 70-42. Really the start of the ball game. The difference is Ralston got into a 13-0 lead in the contest, 24-7. At the end of the first quarter, the Tigers trailed at halftime 41-19, 52-26 after three quarters. And Ralston goes on to beat Hastings tonight by the score of 70-42. We got more basketball coming your way tomorrow. We will head for Peru. We'll have Hastings College basketball tomorrow afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings playing a non-conference game against the Peru State Bobcats on the air tomorrow with a pregame show at 2:45, 3 o'clock for the tip-off between the Broncos and the Bobcats. We'll have all the action here on 1230 KHAS. In the final score in this one, Ralston knocks off Hastings High, final score of 70-42. For my producer and engineer, Stephanie Mueller, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
Nothing But Net has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel of Hastings. Join us next time for more exciting